Well, Tage, right after they got their power play goal, it seemed like you guys really started to get an offensive flow going and started to get some opportunities, cause some turnovers, and from there on, you seemed okay.
Yeah, I think we were a little stubborn to start the game. I thought we were trying to force plays to the middle of the ice a little bit too much, and obviously got ourselves into a little bit of trouble there. I think once we kind of found our legs and started playing a little more simple, just putting pucks behind them, we started to feel it and, you know, have them in their D zone a little bit, and from there we were able to roll some lines over and I think just wear them down. I think, you know, you see that in the third, just kind of kept chipping pucks in and, you know, making their team, you know, skate full 200 feet, you know, all the way into our end and all the way back into theirs. So just took us, you know, 10 minutes to find it.
You guys have to make plays in the third period to win a game. What does it say about Benson to make that play on the wall really to set up the winning goal?
Yeah, I mean, those are the plays that add up over the course of the game. You know, it's the type of group that we have is guys that are selfless, that put their body on the line, you know, for the betterment of the team, and that's an example right there. He sees he's going to get, you know, crushed there and takes the hit, makes a play, and, you know, results in the game winner. So, you know, awesome play by Benny, and we had guys doing that, you know, all throughout the lineup, and I think that's why we've been winning.
Tage, on your goal, I don't even know if you have time to think. Is that just reaction? That, I mean, when we look at it, you probably would have banged the puck right back in his pads, but you have the savvy to pull it around him and get it in. I don't know, do you even have time to think, or is that just a reaction?
I mean, yeah, a little time. I mean, it's definitely not premeditated. It's just kind of reactionary, but yeah, Krebsy, you know, great forecheck, which starts the whole play off, and then good reload by him too, and puts one on net, and I kind of get lost in front there, and just kind of felt like he was challenging me out of his net pretty far, taking the angle down, and just thought of trying to tuck it behind him.
You got goals in back-to-back games. I mean, you had a little dry spell there, but you were getting opportunities still, so did you feel much different in those games the puck wasn't going in?
No, to be honest, I mean, obviously, you know, you'd like to score and put up points and all that stuff, but I thought the process of, you know, the game, the defensive side of the puck, and you know, all the things that don't really show up on the stat sheet, I thought I really liked about my game. And you know, when you're getting chances, you're doing stuff right. So it's when you're not getting those looks, and then if you're not getting looks at all, then how can you know help the team win? And I thought, you know, our line in particular has been pretty good defensively. Obviously, we can continue to get better and clean things up. But yeah, it was nice to, you know, get a couple last two games.
You guys obviously have been getting great goaltending, but what is the defensive process of this team like at this point in time, when you've given up one goal as a group in three games?
Yeah, I mean, I think guys are really buying in, and I think it's, you know, less X's and O's and more just will and determination. You know, you go over the boards, not letting that line that you're out there against, you know, generate anything. I think it's just maturity in our game with the puck. Obviously, we can continue to get better at that, but, you know, I think lately we've been really strong in puck battles and at our blue line and their blue line, making smart puck decisions, making sure we're not giving them free offense. And when you do that against other teams, it's frustrating to play against. And, you know, we've been on the other side of that before, and it sucks. So I think when you're out there making an emphasis on just trying to take time and space away from their, you know, their skill guys, you know, that's a frustrating brand of hockey to play against.
When you talk to,
we're getting a 40 goal scorer with Sam Carrick.
I mean, he's been awesome for us. All the guys that have come over, you know, have been great. But Carey, yeah, he's unbelievable in the face-off dot. Obviously, our team isn't great in the dot, and that's something we can get better at. But, you know, he comes in right away, takes big draws, and PK is physical. He'll fight, and he's producing for us too. I mean, I think our fourth line has been arguably one of our best lines every single night. You know, just the way they skate and the way they're hard on pucks, and it's nice to see them getting rewarded too for it.
Is one of those plays you're talking about defensively, they had a 3-on-2, you just put your head down and just skated, and you made it into a 3-on-3, they got nothing out of it. Is that the type of play you're talking about, where just you just got back as hard as you could?
No, I mean, I think we have things in here that are you know, part of our MO, and we have a slogan that everybody ropes, everyone rides. It's kind of means there's no job that's too big or small for you to do out there. And You know, I think when everyone out there is doing those little things, you know, that aren't very pretty, but that show the guy next to you that you care about winning. It's infectious, and you know, I think everyone in the room is doing it, and that just bleeds throughout the lineup.